Doan versus Dort, men's basketball on the way shortly. Doan is 5-15 this year, 2-13 in the league with a conference win over Midland and over Hastings. Doan has lost 8 games in a row dating back to December the 12th. Losing streak includes a 7-point loss to Dakota Wesleyan and a 2-point loss last weekend to Northwestern. Tigers are getting outscored 77-72, out-rebounded 39-30. The Tigers have allowed 49% field goal shooting by opponents and 39% three-point shooting. Anthony Larrivee leads the team with 16 points per game. He gets 4.6 rebounds per contest. Jackson Hari is adding 10.9 points per game and 4.9 rebounds with 48.4% field goal shooting. Joe Burt adds 10.7 points per game. Ben Moxness and Trey Winkler convert 7.8 and 7.4 points per game, respectively. The Defender Banner are 15-5 overall, 10-5 of the GPAC. They had an 8-game winning streak stopped in a loss to Morningside on Wednesday. Dort converts 51% of its field goals. They outscore teams 84-76. Now rebound teams 37-33.5. Garrett Franken scores 16.2 points per game with 7.5 rebounds, and he hands out 2.8 assists per game while making 50% of his field goals. Jesse Jansman scores 15.3 points per game with a team-high 4 assists per outing, and he is making 46% of his field goals. Jacob Biss is scoring 12.3 points per game with 6 rebounds, and he is making 66% of his field goal tries and has a team-high 22 block shots. Kate Bleeker adds 11.3 points per game. Bryce Kopik is averaging 8.8. Ben Gasing's average is 6.4, and he gets 3.6 rebounds. He's making 34% of his three-point shots. Camden Bielus is at 5.8 points per game. Fykstra converts 5.3. Bielus is making 76% of his field goal attempts. Stone overcame a late 8-point deficit to tie Northwestern a week ago today. Led 77-76 after a 9-0 run, but with 14 seconds left to go in the game, Northwestern got the ball. Ended up with a putback and a foul shot to make it a 79-77 final. Larrivee scored 17. Burt had 14. Hari and Moxness added 10 each. Dort battled Morningside. Lost an 84-80 decision Wednesday night. Franken at 16 and Jansma 15. Defenders beat Doan on December the 5th with Garrett Franken scoring 17. Grabbed 12 rebounds. Jansma scored 15. Biss had 11. Doan was topped by Trey Wankler's 17-point performance in a reserve role. That December the 5th game, Dort defeats Doan 73-66. This will not be an easy game by any means. Take a look at the records and you think you can put it on cruise control. That is not the case. Last year, when Dort came down to Doan, this ended up being a real tussle before the Defenders were able to pull out the victory. And that game in the DeWitt back in early December, also equally challenging. Opening the tip-off coming up in just a moment. Here's your starting lineup for the Defenders. Number 2, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.3 points per game. Cade Bleeker is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 11.3 points per game. Number 11 is Ben Gasing. He's a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.4 points per outing. Garrett Franken's a 6'7 senior from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 16.2 points per game. And Jacob Viss is a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, averaging 12.3 points per game. For the Doan Tigers, their likely starting lineup is number 3, Anthony Larrivee, a 6-foot senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 16 points per game. Alex Oberhauser is a 6'7 junior from Parkersburg, Iowa, averaging 3.6 points per game. Joe Burt's a 6'3 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 10.7 points per outing. Jackson Hari is a 6'5 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 10.9 points per game. He wears double deuces, number 22. And Ben Moxness is a 6'6 senior from Scribner, Nebraska, averaging 7.8 points per game. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back with the opening tip right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Doan controls the opening tap, and we are underway with basketball. Hard drive to the basket by Hari. Hari gets it to go, and the Doan Tigers lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort with the basketball. Inside it goes Viss. Viss trying to face up. Now he turns, works his way in. Right hand, left shoulder, good. Alec Oberhauser surrenders the 2-point basket on the defense, and Viss ties it at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Doan basketball. Left-hand side is Hari. Hari gives it up. That was Larrivee driving baseline. Kick out. Burt. Burt shot. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders and Frank. And Frank and over to Gasing. Gasing on the right-hand side. Gasing gives it up to Viss. Viss facing up on the wing. Jacob down to the baseline. Tied up on the play. We'll have a jump ball alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. The officials for today's game, Chris Wright, August Fischel, and Dave Agee. We've seen Dave a lot, and we'll see him a few more times. Jansma has it stripped away, picks it up, sticks with it. His layup is good as he crosses over underneath the hoop. Gets the left-handed reverse to go. Doan Tigers with the basketball. Burt, Dort leading 4-2, minute and a half into the contest. Down to the baseline, nothing there. Kick out pass, Oberhauser. Oberhauser, three, no good. Rebound snatched out of the air by Franken. Franken rifles it right side over to Bleeker. Picks up his dribble on the wing. Back over to Ben. Ben Gasing shovels it inside. This is Franken facing up, 13 feet from the hoop. Shot short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Doan. Tyler Sullivan with the basketball. Sullivan, Oberhauser. Oberhauser to Burt. Burt on the wing. Burt gives it back. Sullivan, Oberhauser. Oberhauser gives it up. Larrivee. Larrivee drives in. Shot blocked by Bleeker. Outlet pass. Gasing. Dort 3-on-2. Left side pass. Jansma. 3. Short. No good. Tap out by Gasing. Bleeker sets up his 3. Right wing. Off the mark. No good. Fight for the basketball. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan gets it back after Dort got a couple of good looks at it. Dort hit the offensive glass, just didn't get anything to show for it. Tigers come back the other way. Sullivan. Sullivan with it. Sullivan to Burt. Burt to Larrivee. Larrivee. Dort looking like they're in a zone to start, and Larrivee spots up, knocks down a three off the dribble from the right wing, and the defenders trail 5-4. 5-4 our score, Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. Cade stumbles a moment. Now they get it to Gasing. Gasing underneath Viss. Viss, hook shot in the lane, off balance, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Sullivan. Sullivan up the right sideline with it, picks up his dribble, feeds it up front, Burt. Burt with it, over to Hari. Hari to Oberhauser. Oberhauser back to Burt. Burt driving in. Burt off balance, can't get it to go, thought he had a foul called, didn't get one. Gasing across the half-court line. Ben picks up his dribble, goes right side over to Franken. Franken to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. 3 minutes into the contest. Dort trails 5-4. Jansma with it. 15 to shoot. Jansma scoops it back out front. Viss. Viss. Three. Good. Jacob Viss with the three-point basket. He's got 5, and the defenders lead 7-5. Larrivee takes it across half court. The 6-foot senior from Omaha. Closing in on 1,500 career points is Larrivee. Dort with a couple of players between 1,200 and 1,300 career points. Larrivee shot, short-armed it, no good, but tapped and kept alive by Sullivan. He hands it off to Oberhauser. Now Hari, back to Sullivan. Sullivan, three. He arches that one in from the left wing. Tyler Sullivan with the teardrop. That rainbow falls through. Here's Bleeker. Bleeker out front. Franken. Franken, three. Short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Sullivan. Sullivan up the floor quickly across half court. Sullivan feeds it left side. Hari. Hari, left corner. Burt. Burt's pass taken away by Bleeker. Bleeker, one player to beat. That's Sullivan. And they're going to call the foul before the shot on Sullivan. Sullivan commits the foul rather than give up the layup to the much larger Cade Bleeker. Dort trailing 8-7. 15:43 left to go in the first half. And there won't be a free throw shot here, so Kendrick Van Kickerix will check in for Cade Bleeker. On the floor for the defenders, it is Kopic, Van Kickerix, Bielas. They're new. Gasing and Franken stay on the floor. Gasing throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Van Kickerix over to Kopic. Kopic against Larrivee. Kopic pull up from 10. Good. Bryce Kopic with a two-point bucket gives Dort a 9-8 lead. 9-8 our score. Dort in man-for-man defense. Sullivan with it. He'll work against Kopic. He gets it out front to Burt. Burt Larravee. Larravee with the basketball. Guarded there by Gasing. Comes back out front. Hari. Hari puts it up in traffic. Off the glass. Good. Jackson Hari with a two-point basket off the bounce. Takes it hard to the rim. Franken, left side, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the basketball. Van Kickerix, high post, Franken. Back over to Kendrick. Ben Gasink, three, right side, good. Ben Gasink with the triple. 12-10. Dort with a two-point lead. Dort with a two-point advantage. Larravee out front, Burt. Burt to Hari. Hari gets it left side. Set shot three by the post player, Ben Moxness, and Moxness knocks it down. Dort trailing by a point. Left side, Gasink on the wing. Ben out front, Kopic. Kopic, right side, Van Kickerix looking for the pass down low. Instead comes back out to Bryce. Left side, Gasink. Gasink gets it back to him. Gasink drops it off for Bielas. Bielas shot no good, but racing in to come up with a loose basketball is Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix for the basketball. They never reset the shot clock. This is Kopic driving in, and we have a foul out front called on the defenders. No, out front called on the Tigers, beg your pardon. Ben Gasink will throw the ball in. 13-12, defenders down a point. 14-11 remaining here in the first half. So Dort will throw it in on the sideline. This will be Kendrick Van Kickerix. He gets it into Gasink. Gasink with the ball. Ben uses up his dribble. Looks for Kopic, and we've got a foul on the play called against the Tigers and Zach Witters. Witters called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Witters. Ball's inbounded to Bielas. Bielas down on the block, working against Moxness. Bielas, high post. Franken underneath. Van Kickerix, kick out. Gasink, short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Doan and Hari. Hari with the basketball. Hari underneath. That's Witters. Witters turns it over, though. Dort coming back the other way quickly. Kopic back to Van Kickerix, left wing. Right wing, Gasink. Lob it down low. Right block, Bielas. Bielas kick out. Gives it to Franken. Franken, Kopic. Kopic baseline jumper in and out. No good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. This is Witters. Witters up the right sideline. Witters gets the return pass now. Now Moxness. Moxness looks like he thought about a three. Instead goes to Winkler. Winkler, Moxness. Moxness 17-footer. Good. Ben Moxness with a two-point basket. He's got five. And the defenders trail by three. 15-12. Kopic with it. 7 minutes gone in this contest. Bielas catches it out on the baseline. Back it goes Franken. Franken three for the tie. Good. Garrett Franken with his first basket, and we're tied at 15 all. Got that to go from just off of dead center, a little bit right on the floor. Ball stolen away by Franken. Franken a foot race. Franken to the rack. Lays it up too hard with the right hand, and the rebound is cleared by Moxness. Nobody followed to clean up the mess for the defenders. Hari against Bielas, and Hari takes it hard to the basket, and Hari with 6 points as he was able to rise up and challenge Bielas with the basketball, and he gets the basket to go off of the glass. Doan has taken a two-point lead at 17-15. A timeout on the floor charged to the Dort defenders. Back with more after this. Dort down to 17-15. Bringing the basketball up is Kopic for the defenders. He goes left side over to DJ Feikstra. Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Jesse puts the ball inside to Feikstra. Feikstra facing up on the baseline. Back it goes to Kopic. Kopic shovels it off to Viss, and he is fouled on the play. Fouls charged to the Doan Tigers. That's going to go on Moxness. That's number one on him. Team foul number four on the Tigers. Dort will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Kopic. Kopic to Viss. Viss, Feikstra. Feikstra for the basketball, Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Left side, Viss. Viss to Jansma. Jansma back to Fikstra. Fikstra loses it. 7 seconds left. Picks it up. Six. Now five. Gets it to Jansma. Three. Out front. Biss. Three. At the horn. No good. Rebound tipped. And we've got a hold called on the defenders on the rebound. I'm going to call DJ Fikstra for a hold on the rebound. That's the first foul of the game against the defenders. And the Doan Tigers have the basketball back, leading 17 to 15. Tiger basketball, Trey Winkler. Winkler, left side. This is Witters. Witters to Larrabee. Now Moxness. Moxness at the top of the key. Witters looks for a ball screen. Witters. Nothing there. Ball deflected on the pass out to Moxness. Tipped away by Jansma. It will be Doan basketball. Doan basketball with 9 seconds on the shot clock. They're looking for a pass down low. Instead, they come out front to Mason. Mason to Larrabee, and we've got a hold called on Jansma. Jesse Jansma whistled for his first personal. And a free throw on, inbounding, free throw line extended will be Doan's Zach Witters. Witters to Larrabee. Larrabee with the basketball, fresh 20 to work with. Larrabee down to the baseline, fading away over the top of Jacob Biss, and his shot is good. Anthony Larrabee with five. Dort trails 19 to 15. Kopic, right side, Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. Bleeker back over to Kopic. Kopic, left side. To Fikstra. DJ with the basketball. Fikstra gives it back over to Kopic. Kopic, Bleeker, Bleeker, Jansma, Jansma, Viss. Viss shovels it back outside for Jansma. Seven to shoot. Jansma down to the baseline. Into the lane, Viss. Viss, 3 seconds on the shot clock. He gets the right-handed shot to go. He's got seven. And the defenders let trail 19 to 17. 19 to 17, Winkler. Gets it back over to Larrabee, now right side. Witters. Winkler back to Witters. Witters at the free throw line, hesitates. Winkler, free throw line, stripped by Kopic. Steal Kopic. Kopic on the drive. Hands it back over to Jansma. Jansma off the glass, no good, and they're going to call a goaltend on the play against Doan. Credit Jansma with the basket. He's got four, and we're deadlocked at 19. 10:06 remaining in the first half. So Doan with a basketball. Right side to Larrabee. Larrabee well out on the floor with Larrabee. Pass nearly picked off. Winkler picks it up. Dort gambled for it, and Winkler comes away with a three. You gamble, and Winkler knocks down the triple. Dort trails 22-19. Dort misses on the other end. Here comes Larrabee. Larrabee puts on the Jets. Now stops on the right wing. He'll set the offense. Jansma guarding him there. He backs it out about 30 feet from the hoop. Passes left side. Moxness. High post. That's Mason. Winkler off the dribble. Winkler against Viss. 17-footer, too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by Jansma, feeds Bleeker on the left wing, hesitates, drives in, kick out Kopic, right wing, missed it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Larrabee. Larrabee up the floor, Larrabee at the free throw line. Left side Mason, Mason three, good. Max Mason with the three, and the defenders trail by six, 25-19. This back to Kopic, Kopic. To Bleeker. Bleeker, three, short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball, 8:43 and counting, first half. Doan with a six-point lead, Larrabee directing traffic, Dort in man-to-man defense. They lob it into Mason. Mason, backdoor cut, reverse layup is up and good. Reverse layup for the Tigers and Witters. Witters with his first two. Defenders have surrendered eight in a row. Dort needs a timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort basketball after the timeout, trailing 27-19. Pass goes underneath to Franken. Franken reverse, no good. But a foul on the play called on Oberhauser, and Franken will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two free throws. Dort trails 27-19. So Franken shooting a pair. First free throw by Garrett is up and good. He's got four. Another free throw on the way. So Franken trying to trim it down to six here with 8:18 remaining in the half, and he does. He's got 5 points. 27-21. Doan basketball, Larrabee directing traffic. He gives it off to Witters. Witters at the top of the key. Witters passes to the corner. It's deflected and picked up by Jansma. Jansma, though, as he tries to save it in, steps on the sideline near the midcourt stripe. And will the shot clock be reset? They had it at 30, then it was at 29, now it's at 30. I don't believe Dort ever had possession simply because Jansma was out of bounds when he contacted the ball, so that shouldn't constitute possession, I don't believe. We'll wait and see what our officials decide. Not even sure what the shot clock was at, probably upper teens. So they're going to allow Doan 30-second shot clock. And we'll get started again. Witters gives it off to Larrabee. Larrabee back to Witters. Witters with the basketball in between the circles. They're looking for Larrabee in the corner. Instead, they go inside, and we got a travel called on Oberhauser. Oberhauser, the junior from Parkersburg, Iowa, a little overeager to get to the hoop, gets called for the travel. Dort trails 27-21. Ben Gasink brings the ball up for the defenders. Man-to-man defense applied by the Tigers. Larrabee guarding Jansma. Goes right side. Gasink. Gasink, Bielis. Bielis out in the left, right corner. Well out on the floor. Bleeker tries to give it inside to Franken. Franken couldn't handle it. Bleeker has to pick it up. Comes back to Bielis. Bielis, kick out pass. Bleeker. Bleeker, three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Larrabee. The shots start falling, much different. But in the meantime, Dort is down six, and they've gotten plenty of good shots. Right side pass to Burt. Burt down to the baseline, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort will throw it in. Camden Bielis will trigger it for the defenders. Checking into the ballgame, Van Kickerix. Checking out is Bleeker. Ball inbound to Gasing. Dort trailing 27-21. Gasing, high post. This is Bielis. Bielis, his heels at the top of the circle. This is Gasing, double teamed up front. Jansma swings it left side. Franken to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, Jansma, 10 to shoot. Jansma at the top of the key. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, three. Hits off the rim and drops through. Kenny Van Kickerix with the triple. Did not look good out of the hand, but took an awkward bounce and fell down off of the hoop. So a three-point basket answering. Shot no good by Witters. Rebound to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Does not have the numbers. White shirts retreating for the Tigers. For the tie, Franken short, no good. Rebound Van Kickerix. Outlet Jansma. Jansma gives it up. Franken count the hoop, and he is fouled. Garrett Franken raced to the hoop from the left wing after the rebound was secured and kicked out by Van Kickerix. And Franken gets as easy a layup as you'll get, almost a transition basket, as the Doan defense was out away from the hoop. It's foul number six on the Tigers. Franken for the tie, missed it, no good. 27-26, defenders down a point. Tigers bringing the ball into the front court. Larrabee to Burt. Burt with it on the right-hand side. Burt to Larrabee. Larrabee at the top of the key. He goes left side. Winkler. Winkler back to Larrabee. Long triple on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound comes out long. Gasink comes down with it. Gasink up the sideline. Jansma looking for a transition chance. Jansma into the lane against Larrabee. Goes over to Bielis. Bielis puts it on the deck, and Larrabee strips it away. Larrabee coming up the floor. Brings it back to the top of the key. Comes back right side. Reverse layup up and down for Jackson Hari. Hari with 8 points, and the defenders trail by three, 29-26. Now we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Doan, with 5:32 remaining in the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, back with a full timeout right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, 5:28 left to go in the half. Dort trailing by three. They've trailed by as many as eight. Through the lane pass by Gasing, taken away by Doan. Hari in transition. Hari waiting for the troops to come along with him. Retreats back to the perimeter. Gives it off to Winkler. Winkler into the right corner. Three on the way. Is off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Moxness missed that three from the right corner. Franken comes down over the rebound. Franken hands it to Jesse. Jansma out front. Jansma goes to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix to Bielis. Bielis with the basketball. 4:50 and counting. First half. Dort down three. Jansma, 12 to shoot. Comes back to Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma spins, loses it. Picked up by Franken. Outside it goes Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix is going to have to force one up. Flips it up off the glass. No good. Rebound saved in by Van Kickerix. And Van Kickerix knocks it off of Moxness. Out of play. Tigers wanted a shot clock violation. It was not. Van Kickerix's shot hit the rim. It was released and hit the rim. It was released before the clock went to zero. Just didn't get it reset. And now we've got a hold called on the play against Larrabee. Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. I am not certain, unless Doan was voicing their opinion about something else, but I thought that was pretty clear that Van Kickerix's finger roll hit the rim and was a legal shot. First shot by Jansma on the free throw is good. He's got five. Well, I'm a long ways away from the action. You got to keep that in mind. Top row of the bleachers tucked away in the corner here. Shot on the way for Jansma is up and good. So Jansma makes it a one-point ball game. He's got six. Defenders trail 29-28. Jansma is out. Kopic is in. 4:33 and counting. First half. Winkler goes left side. Gets the return pass. Right side it goes. Moxness. Moxness three. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Inman Kickerix over to Kopic. Kopic puts on the Jets. Now stops at the top of the key. Pass goes right side. Van Kickerix hands it off to Gasing. Gasing circles into the lane, into the corner. Franken, three, got it. Garrett Franken with the three, and the defenders grab the lead, 31-29. This was after they trailed 27-19. They've outscored Doan since then, 12-2. Doan basketball. Winkler, Winkler. Out front it goes Hari. Hari, Moxness, Moxness to Oberhauser. Oberhauser against Viss. Comes back out front, Winkler. Winkler with it, six to shoot. Underneath, Oberhauser stripped, and Viss comes up with it. Viss gets it away to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken downhill, stops at the top of the key. His three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Kopic. He hands it off to Viss, and Jacob knocks down the two-point bucket. Hustle play by the defenders, keeping it alive. And the defenders have a 33-29 lead. Timeout on the floor, charged to Doan. Back with more after this. 33-29, the defenders enjoying a 7-0 run. And since it was 27-19, the defenders have outscored Doan 14-2. 3:23 and counting, first half. Doan basketball, bringing it up is Sullivan back into the game. Sullivan with it on the left wing. Dort goes to his zone defense here. Sullivan tries to penetrate, pulls it back out, dumps it inside Oberhauser. Oberhauser seals, gets the easy bucket. It's 33-31, defenders. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing to Viss. Viss right side. Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix back out front. To Kopic. Kopic spin move, right-handed layup is up and good for the freshman. Bryce Kopic not afraid to take it in among the trees. Gets the spin move to go. It's 35-31. Sullivan, top of the key. Throws it into the corner, Hari. Hari looking for Oberhauser, finds him. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the defenders. Ben Kickerix tries to feed it out front into Kopic, and it's taken away by Doan. Hari drives in, right-handed layup, good. Hari averaging 10.9 points per game. It's 35-33 as he gets that two-pointer to go. 2:15 and counting. Franken, left side, Gasing. Gasing shuns the ball screen, instead gives it back to Franken. Franken backing his way in, throws it back out front for Gasing. Now Kopic. Kopic straight on three, no good. Rebound cleared by Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball. Sullivan back over to Burt. Burt underneath Oberhauser. Oberhauser shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. They're going to call that foul on Jacob Viss. And for Jacob, that is foul number one. And an opportunity for Oberhauser to give Doan the lead. Oberhauser, a 75% free throw shooter. He's got 4 points today, averaging 3.6 points per outing. Free throw is up by Oberhauser. Too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken, and we're tied 35-all. This is our fourth tie. The last one was at 19-19. 1:48 left to go in the first half. Jans him over the basketball, hands it off to Kopic. Kopic loops back to the top of the key. Now Viss, Viss on the right wing. Viss to Jansma. Jansma drives in over the right hand, lays it up good. Jansma with eight. Dort leads 37-35. Doan basketball, Sullivan. Sullivan in between the circles. Sullivan comes back over to Joe Burt. Burt to Sullivan. Sullivan in between the circles. He passes left side over to Mason. Mason to Larrivee. Larrivee fading away. His jumper on the baseline, no good. Rebound raced down by Ben Kickerix. Kendrick has given Dort some valuable minutes here in the first half. Jansma gives it back to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma Viss. Viss back to the basket. Spins. Gets a shot with the right hand. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Jacob Viss answering with a two-point bucket, and he's fouled. He's got 11 first-half points and an opportunity to extend the lead to five. 39-35. That foul is charged to Max Mason. That's foul number one on him. Going to the free throw line will be Jacob Viss. Viss, free throw, up, good. Jacob Viss with the three-point play, and the defenders lead it 40-35. Sedort up by five. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Joe Burt. Burt to Witters. Witters back out front. Throw it left side, Larrivee. Larrivee, high arcing three, in and out, no good. Kopic unable to hold off the rebounder. Doan comes away with the offensive rebound. It's tipped out long, and Larrivee tracks it down near midcourt. He's guarded there by Jansma. Comes back to Burt. Burt with the basketball, Witters. Witters at the top of the key against Kopic. 17-footer, good. Witters with his second field goal. Dort's lead is 40-37. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds in counting. First half. Jansma with the basketball in between the circles. Jesse setting the offense. Gives it to Kopic. 12 to shoot. Now 10. Bryce with the basketball. Jansma. 8 seconds. Jansma into the lane. Kick out pass. Bleeker. Three ball. Right corner. Missed it. Short. No good. There for the rebound. And the putback is Jesse Jansma. Jansma sticks with it after the three is missed, and he gives Dort a five-point lead on the putback as he scoops it up underneath the basket and gets it to go right before the buzzer, and the Dort defenders lead it by five, 42-37 at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort defenders use a late surge to go from down 27-19 to up 42-37 at halftime of today's men's college basketball game. Dort 16 of 35 from the floor, 46%. Doan a really respectable 16 of 28 from the floor for 57%. Doan 5 of 11 on threes, Dort 5 of 17. Dort with a 17-16 rebounding edge. Doan 9 turnovers, Dort with 4. The defenders led by Jacob Viss with 12 points, while Garrett Franken and Jesse Jansma each had 10, 4, for Bryce Kopic, 3 for Kendrick Van Kickerix and Ben Gasink. For the Tigers, 10 for Jackson Hari, 5 each for Ben Moxness and Anthony Larrabee, 4 for Alec Oberhauser, 3 for Tyler Sullivan, 4 for Zach Witters, and 3 each for Max Mason and Trey Winkler for their total of 37. We're underway with the second half of play. Underneath it goes Oberhauser, shot blocked, gets his own rebound back, shot no good as Jacob Viss clears out the rebound, and here come the defenders back the other way. Gasink over to Viss. Viss for the basketball. Viss able to play defense that time. Not picking up a foul, even though Oberhauser had got pretty good position down low, challenged the first shot, and then got the rebound after the second miss. Viss comes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, Gasink. Gasink with it, 6 to shoot. Franken back to Ben. Ben with it underneath Viss. Viss fading away from 17. Short, no good. And the shot clock expires, and Doan will get the basketball back. Shot clock expired, and I don't know what it is about the Doan defense today, but it seems more often than not the defenders are working with under 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sullivan gets the return pass out front. His 3, missed, no good. Long rebound, Larrabee. Larrabee, long, 2. Nope, that was a 3. They've got that extra line on the floor. So Larrabee with the 3, and the defender lead is 2, 42 to 40. 42-40, Bleeker in traffic, off the glass, good. Cade Bleeker cutting on the right-hand side, gets the shot to go. Larrabee with 8 now. Bleeker with his first 2 of the day. Dort leads 44-40. With the basketball out front, Sullivan, he throws it into the corner. Burt, Burt with the basketball back to Sullivan. Sullivan with the ball, spins, nothing there, top of the key, outside Burt. Burt with it on the wing. Burt back over to Larrabee. Larrabee 3, missed, no good. Rebound Bleeker. Bleeker checks over his shoulder. Gets it back right side Gasink. Gasink underneath Viss. Viss off of the glass. Good. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Jackson Hari picks up the personal foul. And Hari that time, you're so tempted. You think you're going to block the shot. But Jake Viss inside possession. Arms that go up it seems forever. They commit the foul. And now a 3-point play on the way. Opportunity at least for Jacob Viss. Viss free throw. Left it short. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Jansma. It will be Doan basketball. So Dort with a 46-40 lead. Missed the opportunity to increase the lead to 7. That would have been their biggest lead of the ballgame. Instead, they settle for a 6-point lead right now with 18:09 remaining. Larrabee wants the ball. Goes down into the corner. Sullivan instead comes out on top. He gives it off to Oberhauser. Oberhauser, Burt. Burt, 3. Good. Joe Burt with the 3-point bucket, his first of the game. Dort leads 46-43. Just like that, the lead cut in half. Bleeker out front, Franken. Tries to give it down low, Viss. Jarred loose. Comes back up, Gasink. Down to Franken. Franken, baseline jumper. Can't get it to go from 15. Leaves it short. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Sullivan. Sullivan, Hari. Hari on the right elbow. Hari gives it back over to Burt. Burt, Larrabee. Larrabee directing traffic. Larrabee looking down low. Gives to Oberhauser. Oberhauser reverse layup. Burt. Burt, good. Burt with 5. It's 46-45. Defenders by a point. 5 unanswered by Doan. Back it goes. Left side Gasink. Gasink underneath Viss. Viss working on Oberhauser, shovels it back over to Franken, 15 to shoot. Now Jansma. Jansma in traffic, and he is held on the play by Doan's Jackson Hari. That's foul number 2 on Hari. Well, you would not know this is a 2-13 in the league Doan team if not for looking at their schedule. Several narrow losses, just haven't been able to get over the hump. If you're a Dort fan, you're hoping today isn't the day. Jansma tries to spin it back over to Viss. It's taken away by Burt. Burt with the steal off the turnover. Comes back over to Burt. Burt, 3, good. Burt with 8 unanswered. And the Doan Tigers have regained the lead at 48-46. Bleeker throws it up front. Franken. Franken looking for Jansma. Jansma trying to get it down low to Viss. Instead, it back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, Jansma. Jansma. Driving in, lays it up with the right hand, and he's going to be called for steps. 16:25 left to go in the game. Camden Bielis checks into the ball game. Garrett Franken on the floor along with Bryce Kopic, Ben Gasek, and Cade Bleeker. Jansman Viss check out for a breather with 16:20 remaining. Doan on an 8-0 run right now. Burt's had the hot hand. They go right side and a three-pointer for the Doan Tigers and Max Mason. And just like that, Doan up 51-46. An 11-0 run by the Tigers. Kopic picks it up, gets it back over to Bleeker. Bleeker out front, tries to pass it off, and it's taken away by Mason. Mason to Burt, and Burt has it tipped away from behind by Gasek. It goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball, and the defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Doan basketball looking to build on a five-point lead that moments ago was a six-point Dort advantage. Doan with the basketball. They get it over to Max Mason. Mason to Tyler Sullivan. Sullivan right side, Larrivee. Larrivee with it on the right wing. Larrivee step back 15-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Garrett into the front court. He tries to pass it off to Gasek, and it is tapped away by Mason. It will be Dort basketball on the sideline. Gasek will throw the ball in. Gasek gets the ball inbounded to Bryce Kopic. Kopic in between the circles out front. Kopic setting the offense. Bryce goes high post. Bleeker. Bleeker on the left wing. Hands it back over to Franken. Franken, 17-footer, off the rim, no good, but there for the tap-in is Gasek. Ben Gasek gets free for an offensive rebound putback. Dort trails 51-48. 5 minutes gone in the second half. Larrivee with the basketball. Larrivee goes left side over to Burt. Burt on the wing. Burt goes to Larrivee. Larrivee, right side. Now Sullivan gets it back. Oberhauser. Burt. Burt, step back three, missed it short, no good. Rebound saved in. Here comes Franken with the basketball after it was saved in by Sullivan. It's pull up three for Kopic off the mark, no good. Rebound Bleeker. Bleeker puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Max Mason. Two free throws on the way for Cade Bleeker. So Bleeker crashing the offensive glass gets to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting on the putback. So another free throw on the way for Bleeker. So Bleeker trying to draw Dort to within two. I beg your pardon, trying to draw them to within one. And that free throw by Bleeker is up and good. So Bleeker makes them both. He's got four. And the Tigers, with a one-point lead, will bring the basketball into the front court with Larrivee. Larrivee on the left wing, goes to Mason, ball deflected free, picked up by Burt. Burt will retreat to the right corner. Burt with the basketball back over to Larrivee. Larrivee left side, Hari. Hari guarded there by Gasek. Hari wants to put it on the floor, goes to the hoop, and he is fouled before the shot. Foul is going to go on Ben Gasek. That is foul number one on Gasek.
Ben Gasek, first personal foul, first team foul.
And Doan with it. Back over to Burt. Burt, shot no good. Underneath, Hari. Hari fires it back out front for Larrivee. Larrivee with it. 13 to shoot. Larrivee. Hands it back to Hari. Hari against Gasek. Burt downhill. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Joe Burt with a two-point basket. He's got 10 points all in the second half. Gasek to Fikstrup. Up front, Kopic. Kopic with the basketball down to the baseline. Kopic throws it back over to Fikstra. Dort flirting with the out-of-bounds line. Finally get it to Van Kickerix. 14 to shoot. Now Kopic. Kopic against Larrabee. Kopic drives in with the right hand, and he is fouled on the play. And going to the free throw line will be Bryce Kopic to shoot two. So Kopic will go to the free throw line. First free throw is in and out, no good by Kopic. He's got another one on the way. So a second free throw coming. This one's up and good, so Kopic makes one of two. He's got five. And Doan brings the ball up the floor. Doan leading 53-51. 53-51, a two-point advantage for the Tigers. Doan basketball, left side Burt. Burt's had the hot hand here in the second half. He's got 10. Joe Burt with the basketball. Free throw line cut off by Gasink, and he's going to get the shot to go. Off-balance shot, and Joe Burt right now riding that hot streak. And he'll go to the free throw line to try and make it a five-point ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Burt makes the free throw, gets the old-fashioned three-point play, and Doan reestablishes a five-point advantage, 56-51 with 13:08 remaining in regulation. Bringing the basketball up will be Bryce Kopic. So the defenders are down five. They go to Fikstra on the left-hand side. Now Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, Kopic. Kopic, Bielis. Bielis with the ball. Bielis puts it on the floor. Tries to cross over. Nothing there. Back over to Kopic. Three. Good. Bryce Kopic with a top-of-the-key three. He's got eight. And the defenders are back to within two. 56-54. Left side with the basketball is Witters. Witters directing traffic goes to Burt. Burt guarded there by Fikstra. Burt kick out pass. Right side Sullivan. Now Hari. Hari to Witters. Witters 17-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Jansma on the weak side. Jansma into the front court. Jansma against Witters. Hesitates. Comes back over to Kopic. Kopic, Dort down two. Hands it off to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, Bielis, Bielis. Jansma. Jansma to Kopic. Kopic in between the circles. Kopic shakes left. Puts up the shot off balance. No good. Rebound tapped out, and coming away with it is Witters. Witters loses it. Picks it back up and now maintains the dribble. He gets it back to Joe Burt. Burt to Hari. Hari. Witters. Witters on the elbow. He goes to Sullivan. Sullivan, right corner. Three on the way, good. Three-point basket by the post player, Moxness. He's got eight. And the defenders trail 59-54. Jansma with it on the wing. Jansma back over to Fikstra. Fikstra lobs it down low for Bielis. Bielis working against Moxness. Jump hook with the left hand, good. Camden Bielis with a two-point bucket. It's a three-point game again, 59-56. Doan with a three-point lead as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Dort had a six-point lead erased by an 11-0 run by the Tigers. Hari puts it on the floor against Bielis, stops in the lane, comes back out to Witters. Witters with it against Fikstra. Drives in with the right hand, and he gets it to go. Witters with a two-hand with the right-handed shot. Dort trails 61-56. Underneath Jansma. Jansma fouled on the play. And Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting by Joe Burt. Burt, his first personal, beg your pardon, his second. Dort trailing 61-56. Time to start chipping away at this lead. First free throw is up and good for Jansma's first point of the second half. He's got 11. 61-57. A second free throw coming for Jansma. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Second free throw for Jansma is up and good. So Jansma makes both free throws. He's got 12. And Jansma cuts the lead to three again, 61-58. Tigers have been able to hold off the defenders' charges. Left elbow, it goes. Return pass to Witters. Witters guarded there by Bleeker. Witters backs it out to near midcourt. Comes back left side over to Sullivan. Sullivan with it at the top of the key. He backs it out to the center jump circle. Eight to shoot. Hari with it. Hari back to Larrabee. Larrabee hesitates. Loses it. It goes off of his leg and out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Bryce Kopic, I believe, reached in and knocked that ball loose. And the Doan Tigers turn it over as he knocked it off of the leg of Larrabee. Dort down three with the basketball. And now a hand check called on the Tigers and Anthony Larrabee. Larrabee whistled for the personal foul. That is team foul number six on the Tigers. Foul number two on Anthony Larrabee, the senior from Omaha. Inbounding the basketball, the defenders, Bleeker. Bleeker gets it in to Kopic. Kopic to Jansma. Jansma Bleeker. Bleeker on the left-hand side. Bleeker, pin, throws it out front. It's taken away by Larrabee. Larrabee on the turnover, driving in, feeds the trailer. Sullivan gets it back to Larrabee on the baseline, and his mid-range jumper is good. He's got 10. Dort trails 63-58. Back to a five-point advantage. Dort unable to capitalize when they had the ball down three. Viss hands it back to Jansma. Jansma back to Kopic. Kopic at the top of the key. His long three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hari. Hari with it. Hari across half court. Hari on the left wing, 9:09 remaining. This is Witters driving. Bleeker cuts him off, and we've got a foul before the shot. That's going to be team foul number three against the defenders. 9:03 left, Dort down five. Zach Witters. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Witters gets the ball inbounded. Now gets the return pass. He's in the right corner. Back it goes to Larrabee. Doan trying to regain a 7 or 8 point lead here. Right side, Larrabee. Larrabee long three. Left it short. No good. Long rebound. Larrabee tracks it down. His floater from 10 is good. So Larrabee chases down his own miss, 65-58. He then gets the mid-range jumper, the mid-range floater to go. And we've got a foul on the play called away from the ball. Who's that going to be on? Is it on Mason? It is. Mason whistled for the personal. That's number four against him. Cade will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I beg your pardon, a one-and-one opportunity here. 8:36 remaining in regulation. Dort down 65-58. The defenders push the lead up to five at one point. Actually, we're up six, 46-40, with back-to-back buckets to start the second half. But then Doan went on an 11-0 run, and they've led since. Bleeker makes the first, makes the second. Bleeker with six all in the second half. Defenders trail by five, 65-60. Sullivan to Hari. Hari well beyond the three-point line. And now we've got a foul called away from the ball on the defenders, I believe. That's going to go on Jansma. That's number two on Jansma. Team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Kopic is out. Gasink is in for the defenders. Jansma, Gasink, Bleeker, Viss, and Franken. So the original starting five on the floor for Dort. Jumper, no good by... Jumper, no good by Larrabee, but a rebound, a foul called on rebound. That's going to go on Bleeker. Bleeker ends up banging into a Doan player. And with the defenders down five, Dort unable to secure the rebound on a couple critical situations there. One of them led to a putback by Larrabee. This one results in a foul call, and now the defenders need a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Yeah. Doan basketball after the Dort timeout. Doan with it in the corner, Larrabee. Larrabee, his team up by five. Pass out front to Burt. Burt to Hari. Hari going against Franken. Spins, fading away from 10, leaves it short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Bleeker. Bleeker gets it over to Gasing. 8 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort down five. Jansma with it. Jansma on the left wing. Jesse spins it back over to Franken. Franken drives in left hand. Good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 12. Defenders trail by three again. 65-62. Larrabee with the basketball. Goes over to Burt. Burt. Out front, Witters. Witters to Hari. Hari, well out on the floor, left side. Comes back to Burt. It's stolen away by Gasing. Gasing comes away with a steal. Here come the defenders. Gasing. Underneath it goes Viss. Viss working against Oberhauser. Puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul. No foul on the play. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Larrabee. Larrabee with it on the left-hand side. Larrabee driving in. Stopped. Cut off. Comes back outside. Oberhauser, three, good. Alec Oberhauser with seven. Dort trails 68-62. Big swing that time. Dort got the ball into the post, unable to get points. Dort trying to answer now. Franken, three, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan. Still plenty of time left, but Dort's got to string together some defensive stops. Witters with it on the right-hand side, retreats over to the Doan bench. Passes underneath to Hari, guarded there by Franken. Hari puts his shoulder down, hesitates. Kick out pass, Oberhauser. Out front, Burt. Burt thought about the three. Instead it goes to Oberhauser. Oberhauser, Larrabee. Larrabee driving in, puts it up. Shot no good, gets his own rebound back. Underneath, shot blocked by Viss. Rebound, Larrabee. Larrabee kick out pass, Oberhauser. Oberhauser drives in. His shot off of the rim, no good. Rebound secured by Jacob Viss. Defenders with it. Down six. 6 minutes remaining. Time beginning to run down on the defenders. Give it Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma puts it up in traffic. Off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan, and the officials backing out of the way on this one. Both teams able to play physically in the paint. Doan with it right side to Hari. Tigers up by six. Pass left side, Witters. Witters, Larrabee. Larrabee back to Witters. Witters, pull up, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound Franken. Garrett with the basketball. Garrett into the front court. 5:20 and counting. Franken has it swiped away. Viss had it momentarily. Tried to save it, and there's Hari. Hari turns, gives to Larrabee. Larrabee, three, missed it, no good. Rebound Gasing. Dort with a chance at a run out. Gasing ahead it goes. Franken. Franken stumbled. Now Doan comes up with it. Doan, long pass into the front court. Hari, and that's a big swing. 8-point lead now. Dort had a chance at a 2-point basket. It looked like Franken stumbled a bit. Doan gets an eventual run out, and Doan leads it now 70-62. Biggest lead of the game for the Tigers. 4:56 remaining. Timeout. Timeout. Dort. Back with more after this. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. Well, with the three-point shot and 30-second shot clock, things can turn around quickly, but it's been an uphill climb for the defenders since the early going of the second half. Just unable to get over the hump, and now you're starting to run out of time. 4:40 remaining, down eight. Jansma gets it back over to Viss. Viss, long three off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Burt, and now Doan will walk it up the floor, and you can bet the Tigers will take some time off of the clock. That seems to have happened rather easily here today anyhow. Both teams challenged to get into their offense. A lot of shots with under 6 and 7 seconds on the clock. Burt drives in, and Burt comes down with it after it was blocked. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball. 70-62, Tigers by 8. Dort got a block shot that time by Camden Bielis, I believe, or was it Jake Viss? I think Jake was still in at that point. Gasing brings it up. Defenders down 8. They need a basket. Gasing. Left side it goes. Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix. High post. Bielis. Bielis. Feikstra. Feikstra trying to go to work. And Feikstra is going to be called for an offensive foul. DJ Feikstra called for an offensive foul. Defenders trail by 8. 70-62. So the Tigers, 1 week ago, had Northwestern on the ropes, let them slip away. See if the defenders have an escape act in them here this afternoon. Trailing by 8 right now, Witters. He goes right side back over to Hari. Hari at the free throw line, working on Feikstra. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feikstra. Dort's had their chances. They're just unable to find the hoop on offense. Bielis. Bielis working on Oberhauser. Hook shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Feikstra. Back to Ben. Ben Gasing three. Short no good. And another rebound for Oberhauser, and a foul on the rebound called on the defenders, and it'll be a 1-1 for the Tigers. So 1-1 opportunity coming here for the Doan Tigers and Alec Oberhauser. Oberhauser had a three, I wanted to say moments ago, but I'm guessing that was 6 or 7 minutes ago. Wish I had written down. Well, at the 10-minute mark, this was 61-58 Doan. Points have been hard to come by. Last 6 minutes or so, neither team able to score. 1-1 opportunity, and Oberhauser misses it. The door still open for the defenders. 3-10 and counting. Gasing down to the baseline. Cut off. Kendrick Van Kickerix. Ball fake. Nothing there. He throws it back over to Gasing. Gasing to Franken. Franken over the ball. Now Gasing. Gasing thinks about the three. Puts it up short. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Larrivee. Larrivee over the basketball. Larrivee will bring it up. Larrivee across the timeline. Larrivee on the right-hand side goes over to Gasink on the defense. This is Hari. Hari working against Bielis. Hari, little bump of the shoulder, knocks Bielis off balance. Jackson Hari gets the shot to go, and the Doan lead is 72-62. Underneath it goes to Bielis, and he is pushed from behind by Oberhauser. That'll be foul number two on Oberhauser. Dort has scored just 4 points since the 10-minute mark, and we're now at 2:25 left to go in regulation. Camden Bielis will go to the free throw line. He's got 2 points today. He was fouled on the entry pass, so this is a 1-1 for the sophomore. It's up and good. Finally gets Dort off 62. Dort trailing, though, by 9. 72-63, and beginning to get in that territory where I say it's going to take something out of the ordinary. Second free throw, no good. 72-63. It has been one of those days. Defender women found a way to survive. I don't know if the men are going to. On the left side is Hari. Goes over to Burt. Burt to Larrivee. Larrivee with it. Larrivee to Witters. Witters in between the circles. They can take it under 2 minutes before they shoot, and they will. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Driving. Witters. Witters cut off by Bielis. Witters fade away. Good from 15. That might be the dagger. So another 2 points for Burt. Dort down 11. 74-63. 1:45 remaining. Baseline jumper no good by Franken. Here comes Hari. Hari driving in. Lays it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. So Hari will go to the free throw line. for a three-point play opportunity. That's foul number three on Jansma. And so Hari will go to the free throw line. He's got 16, averaging 10.9 points per game. And the defenders trail by 13, 76-63. 76-63. Defenders down 13, and Hari's free throw is good. 77-63. Doan by 14. Franken to Kopic. Kopic with it across the timeline. Kopic in traffic, lost it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Doan Tigers. Dort trails by 14. 89 seconds remaining. And unless you have something strange happen here, Dort's going to lose back-to-back games. See if the defenders, though, can get things going. Ball was thrown. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Why is there only 20 seconds on the shot clock? Doesn't matter. Dort's got to score quickly, obviously. Jansma pulls the trigger. Long three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hari. Hari to Larrivee. Run out. Mason. Mason lays it up. Right hand, good. Max Mason with a two-point bucket. He's got eight. And the defenders fall behind by 16, 79-63. Franken in traffic off of the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back, no good, but he is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line where he'll try to cut into the lead, down 16 with 104 remaining. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen today. Things got really challenging for the defenders in the final 10 minutes of regulation here today. 13 points for Garrett Franken. As he makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is in and out, no good. A rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with a put back. Jesse Jansma with 14. And the defenders use one of their three remaining timeouts. They're down 79-66. 79-66. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Well, for the first time since November 21, the defenders in danger of losing back-to-back games, and that's a very real possibility here with Doan owning a Baker's Dozen lead. 79-66, Sullivan gets it in to Hari, and Hari is fouled on the play. Dort has to get the foul, can't afford Doan to allow Doan to run more time off of the clock. 55.7 seconds remaining. And now you need Doan to miss free throws, and you got to convert threes on the other end. It's as simple as that. Hari will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. On the floor for the defenders, Franken, Jansma, Bleeker, Franken, and Kopic. Free throw for Hari, 1-1 is up and good. If Doan makes their free throws, it's a moot point. Second free throw for Hari on the way. Both teams in the double bonus from here on out as well. And that one's up and good as well. So Hari makes them both. 10 in the first half for Hari, 9 in the second half. Jansma feeds it over to Bleeker. Bleeker, long three, banks it in. Cade Bleeker with a bank shot from the left wing. Defenders trim a point off of the 13-point difference on that exchange of possessions, but they lose 13 seconds off of the clock in the meantime. 47 seconds left, and it's a 12-point ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Anthony Larrivee gets the inbounds pass. He is pushed from behind by Ben Gasing. Gasing picks up the foul. Anthony Larrivee, a 77% free throw shooter, will walk the other way and shoot free throws with his team leading by a dozen. Anthony Larrivee, 12 points today, averaging 16 points per ball game. Jackson Hari, the story of this one, 19 points, and Joe Burt as well. Burt got going in the second half, 15 points in the second half, and 13 of those coming in the first 10 minutes of the second half. as Doan established control, and now Doan putting it away. A couple of made free throws by Anthony Larrabee at the free throw line. He's got 14, and the defenders have the basketball down 83-69. Bleeker off the bounce. His three off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Tyler Sullivan, and it doesn't appear Dort will play the foul game. Dort's going to just simply allow Doan to dribble it out at midcourt now, 83-69. Pass goes left side, Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball. Well, the Doan Tigers are going to win for the first time in 2021. They were on a losing skid, and as I said earlier in the broadcast, a very deceiving losing skid. I'm not sure how a team with players that they have, sometimes it just gets rolling the wrong way, and seem to have for Doan, but they have come back and won. This is their first win since December 9th when Hastings was their victim, 95-72. That's your final, 83-69. Doan with a 14-point win. The defenders fall to 15-6, 10-6. Doan 6-15, and 3-13. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The Dort defenders on the short end of an 83-69 decision today. Doan Tigers at the end of the day shoot it well from the floor, 33 of 62 for 53%. The defenders, by comparison, 24 of 61, 39%. That is out of character. Dort got out rebounded by 5, 38-33. That's a little bit out of the ordinary as well. And the defenders, 7 of 27 from the three-point line, 26%. We'll take a look at all of the numbers in just a moment. Coach Brian Van Haften has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach Van Haften had things going early in the second half, got a six-point lead, 46-40. I didn't get the sense that your team relaxed, but Doan made some plays, got a little momentum, and they were just able to play from in front. You just got stuck at certain points offensively where you just couldn't get a bucket when you needed to. Down three, you got the ball, you can't trim into it. I don't know how else to explain it other than didn't shoot as well as you normally do, and maybe the defense just wasn't quite what it normally is today.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the only time this year that we really have not been that very good offensively. So I applaud our guys for being great. You know, as far as sharing the basketball and all those kinds of things all year long. Tonight just wasn't one of them. We just, even when we did share it, we didn't make some of the baskets that we typically want to make. And, you know, you want to be one of an upper echelon team. It comes a point in time where you got to make a few of these shots out here in this game. Otherwise, you're going to get beat. I mean, because they did. They made it. Some uncharacteristic guys shot the basketball and made them tonight. And the guys who we want shooting the basketball didn't make them tonight. And just how it works out sometimes. Not very often for this group of guys. They've been pretty good all year long. All the first 20 games we played, we have I got no complaint with how we've played offensively or defensively and all that kind of thing. But tonight was not one of them. Just wasn't a great effort by our guys. I thought on the rebounding side of things in the second half, I thought it was really poor. I thought all of our guys did a poor job rebounding the basketball. And, and you try to make up for it by making a shot on the other end, and it just kind of keeps coming. You know, we forced up a couple of shots, and they're thinking, man, I'm going to make a shot for my team, and it's just hard to do it that way.
It is so hard to put a value because when you do it, you take it for granted. But a defensive possession where you force a team into a missed shot and you get the rebound and that's it, you turn around and go the other way, you take it for granted when those things happen. But that is such a critical part of, I mean, there are ways you can generate extra shots. Unfortunately, in the second half today, Doan generated theirs by extending possessions with offensive rebounds, and that really a key part of the game today.
No question, no question. You know, and Anthony Larrabee, I mean, had a really nice game, and I think number 22, I think he had himself a really good game, and our 4 and 5 men, they got to be a little bit better. I mean, they really do. All the way around, I mean, I didn't think we rebounded the ball very well. But a lot of that had to do with Doan and the fact that we're chasing some of the guards around out there. And it just makes it difficult for us. And then they're making their shots. So you got to give those guys credit for that. But I know it didn't go well tonight, but you do have to applaud our guys all year long. They've been really good as far as their effort and enthusiasm and all that stuff. Even today they're great in the locker for the game. We had one of our best practices of the year yesterday, so I'm really pleased to be able to coach these guys, and keep moving forward. And we look forward to our next game.
Two losses in a row, and I remember early on doing this, I kind of lamented, I was lamenting about it with a coach, and he looked at me and he said, "You know what? Nobody feels sorry for us. They want to be the one to make it 3 in a row."
Yep.
Now it's back to work and try to get ready for Wednesday night.
Yep. I mean, we got to bounce back a little bit. A little adversity hit us. It's probably the first time we've got a little adversity, you know, where you feel like this is a game you should have won. Now, the other 5 games that we have lost, I mean, we faced a team that was just as good as we were. You know, maybe in a couple situations a little better, and so those are good games. And we looked at this 10-game stretch. We just finished a 10-game stretch where we really wanted to make some hay. We were playing Mount Marty a couple times, Hastings a couple times, some of the better teams at home after we had played on the road. We wanted to have a good stretch here and just, you know, play well. And really, we did that. We just didn't do it today.
Pretty important 4 games coming up here yet. We'll get back to work on Monday, and we'll see you on the bus in a few minutes, Coach.
Yep, we will. Thanks, Mike.
That's Brian Van Haften. Let's talk about the numbers, and then we'll wrap things up. Dort, 24 of 61 from the floor, 39%. 7 of 27 on threes, 26%. 14 of 19 on free throws, 74%. For the Doan Tigers, 33 of 62, 53%. 11 of 23 on threes, 48%. 6 of 8 on free throws, 75%. Doan out-rebounded Dort, 38-33. Turnovers, Doan 14. Dort had 12. Offensive rebounds, certainly felt like there were more. Doan credited with 9 offensive rebounds here this afternoon. Anthony Larrabee had 4 of them. Here are your numbers. Dort, Jesse Jansma, 14 points. Jacob Biss, 14 points. Garrett Franken, 13 points. Those three had 12, 12, and 10 at halftime. So they were limited in the second half. Dort outscored in the second half, 46-27, by the way. Kate Bleeker, 9 points. Ben Gasink with 5. 8 for Bryce Kopic. 3 each for Kendrick Van Kickerix and Camden Beelis. For the Doan Tigers, Jackson Hari, 19 points. A couple of points short of a career high. Anthony Larrabee, 14 points. Joe Burt with 13. 8 points each for Zach Witters and Max Mason. 8 points for Ben Moxness. 7 for Alec Oberhauser. 3 for Tyler Sullivan. 3 for Trey Winkler. Doan ends up shooting 53% from the floor. They're a 42% shooting team coming into the ball game, and they typically allow teams to make 49% of their field goals. Dort was at 39% today. Rebounds, Garrett Franken, 9. 5 for Kendrick Van Kickerix. 4 each for Jesse Jansma and Kate Bleeker. Jansma with 4 assists. Bryce Kopic had 3. Doan Tigers, 7 rebounds each for Hari, Larrabee, and Sullivan. Dort slips to 15-6, 10-6 in the league. Doan, 6-15, and 3-13. Scores from around the conference today. Doan 83, Dort 69 in the game you just heard. Jamestown all over Mount Marty, 93-66. Morningside over Midland, 98-72. Northwestern over Hastings, 88-70. And Concordia over Briarcliff, 81-58. Morningside's atop the league at 13-2. Dakota Wesleyan, they've got some games to play. They're at 10-3 currently. Jamestown, is 10-4. Concordia is 11-5. Northwestern is 10-5. Dort is 10-6. Briarcliff is 8-8. Mount Marty, 4-12. Midland, 2-12. Hastings, 2-13. And Doan slips in front of Hastings now at 3-13. Dort's got four games remaining. Got to go to Northwestern, to Dakota Wesleyan, home with Concordia, and on the road against Briarcliff in men's play. That's it for the regular season. Just four games left after today's play. So it's mixed results today in Crete. The Dort women get a victory, 71-58. And the Doan Tigers take the nightcap, 83-69. It's going to do it for our broadcast. Next broadcast will be Wednesday evening at the Moltmann Center in Northwestern. And that'll be a 6 o'clock start time in Orange City. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good night.